Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Aaron Dykes here on January 1st, 2013. Now, Alex Jones talked on the show today about how the system views us as human resources. And this is happening more and more under the eugenics model, more and more here in the United States as we adopt Obamacare, as we move towards a planned economy where there's limited economic options and less freedom all the time. Now, I just wanted to point out they really do consider us human resources. I'm going to play you a clip from a 1974 family planning clip called Communicate, Speak, They Are Listening. Family planning is, of course, code for eugenics. It's the softer side of Sears, the softer side of eugenics. Let's go to that clip right now.
In Kenya, the Minister of Finance and Development offers valuable support.
Well, my views, which really are government views, is that family planning is an integral part of development planning. It is an essential part for the reason that you cannot hope to plan other forms of production if you cannot plan the production of the main resource, the human beings. We view it as an aspect of human freedom.
Incredibly, you see this finance and development minister claim that it's the state's role to decide how many people reproduce, who and when, because they are human resources, part of the overall planned economy system, which time and again leads to limited freedom and basically totally slavery. But on top of that, you see this incredible 1984 Orwellian backwards doublespeak where freedom is slavery. Somehow when the state tells you if you can breed or not, that's freedom from the natural restrictions on breeding that otherwise occur.
So that is not slave to just natural forces. And this is what I said in Swahili to these people, that we view family planning education as an extension of personal liberty.
And you can find that film in the National Archives. Signing off for InfoWars.com.
And there is just one of the little nightly news vignettes that are turned out every night. InfoWars Nightly News some days is like 3 hours long. Usually it's about an hour and a half. Soon it will go to an hour with a few commercial breaks so that it can be put out on cable and television systems. It already is. We're already very thankful to cable systems overseas and domestically that pick it up, edit down the high-def file the next day and air it on cable systems. It's great for folks with access television shows around the country, too, to pick out special reports, things you like. From prisonplanet.tv, and then put it out in your area. Because, see, the truth is so much more powerful than lies. A thimble of truth trumps a bucket of lies. And the globalists are discredited now. They're in trouble. They've got a bunch of brain-numbed, tranced-out, drugged-out zombies that follow them that giggle at you when you... I mean, they're victims. I mean, if you pull up and there's a homeless person who's obviously schizophrenic, been on drugs their whole life, bombed out of their brain, and they're going, you're the devil, you're the devil, or, you know, talking to themselves, you don't get mad. Now, if your neighbor you've been friends with for 20 years came over and said, you're scum, you're the devil, you might get offended because that's someone who is, you've thought cognitively together, or you'd be worried about them. But I don't, it doesn't hurt my ego at all when a victim laughs at me. Or when these even establishment media people following the same old laundry list scripts try to attack us with buzzwords and stuff. Because we have the thinkers, they have the stinkers. We have the people that understand history and are rugged and love liberty, and they've got a bunch of losers. So I, for one, know that liberty is on the march. You see, things are so dark. I saw some emails going, Alex says we're on the march, the empire's on the run. You know, the empire's on the march. Yeah, but if we take the fight to them, we can use their offensive as a way to defeat them.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, it made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are back live, and liberty lovers are back on the offense. We have smashed the most draconian gun control legislation ever seen in the Midwest or even in the West itself. Only New York City has trumped the almost total gun ban that the entire state of Illinois was trying to ram through. They were trying to take the Chicago-style gun ban and take it right through the entire state of Illinois. And, you know, Illinois, I've been up there many times, have family that lives up there, works in Chicago. There is no way that the farmers and ranchers and hardworking people that live in the rural areas are turning their guns in. And decades ago, they warned people in Illinois, and the people in Illinois, you know, warned the legislators. They said, if you ever register our guns, which they've done through the FOID card, you are simply going to allow the government to come confiscate legally owned guns. Because it's been done all over the world and in the U.S. and in Canada. And we've got Vanity Fair, we've got London Guardian, we've got Huffington Post, we've got them all calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment. Here's a Vanity Fair headline. Let's repeal the Second Amendment. Same thing out of London Guardian. Here's Huffington Post. Repealing the Second Amendment would make us better than this. And again, that's George Soros connected Huffington Post. You know, I sit here and talk about Chinese media that's on some cable systems here in the U.S., government controlled. And I talk about it being foreign agents, clearly illegal, when they're engaged in our domestic operations. They wouldn't put up with it. No government does that. No people put up with that. I talk about Russia Today. You can have foreign Russian government-funded news, but when it starts saying repeal the Second Amendment or open your borders up like they're doing or bring in socialism, they're trying to cause a Russian revolution in this country. And I'm too busy to monitor it, but because I was hearing from listeners it was happening, so I started spot-checking it. And, man, they're tearing me down. They're tearing America down. They're tearing constitutionalists down. They're tearing Ron Paul down now. I mean, it is bad what's on Russia Today. Bad. I mean, it's worse than CNN or MSNBC now. And I guess for a while they operated and posed as patriots to get an audience and are now doing this. But, I mean, it's hard to deal with. And people are like, well, let them have their First Amendment. Listen, if I went to Russia and set up a media operation with $100 million a year, let's say I had that. That's what RT gets roughly, according to the federal filings that are out there. They would arrest me so fast, it would make my head spin. And that's because Russia is very authoritarian and getting more authoritarian, unfortunately. But the license would be revoked even back a decade ago when Russia wasn't as authoritarian. They're taking the Iranians licensed to be on cable away in England and in Europe. And by the way, Press TV is milquetoast compared, you know, to even my show covering political issues. And I get invited on Iranian TV. It's worldwide. So it's worthwhile to do because it's in English and it's in cable systems all over the world. And I can go on and talk about the New World Order, the Second Amendment, liberty, freedom, whatever I want. And so it's my message. And so even if those things are state-run to a certain extent, it's my message getting out. So I turned down going on Japanese TV or Brazilian TV or Iranian TV just because I'm too busy. And Japanese TV and Iranian TV always want me to go down to a satellite uplink facility downtown, which takes 30 minutes to go down there and then find parking. And then, I mean, Austin's very metropolitan now. It's hard to find parking. Or it's outrageously, you know, $10 to park for 2 hours. And then I got to get in the building and go through security and go through all the trouble and sit there for 30 minutes before and go on. I would do RT because they do Skype. Boom, turn it on, do 10 minutes, I'm done. And it was almost a nuisance, so they wanted me on there like every week. But I could talk about the New World Order, the Patriot Act, the NDAA, Al-Qaeda being government run. I could really get some good done, so I'd do it. But I'd badmouth Stalin and communism as well. And they didn't like that. And I haven't been on there in 8 months, which is, again, no skin off my back. I've just ignored it. You know, I mean, I've been in New York before. I'm supposed to go on Fox News, and they go, oh, sorry, you know, higher-ups don't want you on now. Well, let's give blame where it's due. It was Glenn Beck. The time was throwing fits over it. The point is it's no sweat off my back. I mean, it's not like, oh, I get to go on television. Like they say I'm on Piers Morgan the 7th when he gets back. If they cancel it, I'm not even worried about it. In fact, I'm kind of lazy at night. You know, that's fine. Not really lazy. I get so tired. I don't care when stuff gets canceled. They're trying to get me to fly up there right now. And I'm like, no, no, no. Well, we'll give you 3 segments if you do, you know. Right now you've got 12 minutes. We'll give you, you know, 16 minutes. And I'm like, no. Just do it via satellite. That way if you cancel it, I just drive home 30 minutes. I don't have to miss my family. Because I only see them a few hours at night when I do. Didn't even see my children yesterday, except in the morning. And I'm not complaining. It's just that I'm not criticizing RT now because I haven't been on there in 8 months. Because some people are like, oh, you know, Alex, you go on RT. You must work for Putin. And I'm like, no, it is state-run, state-funded. But they don't control what I say. I'll go on there and talk about foreign banks taking the U.S. over. But something changed 8 months ago, and it's now come out in the EU. It was in the news last week. Herman Van Rompuy, one of the heads of the EU, the head of the commission, has been in meetings with Putin and others, and they're going to merge the European Union as a new Soviet, and even the president of the Czech Republic has said this, but it's now official, with the old USSR. And they're putting the hammers and sickles back on the tanks. The old timers were right. Russia played possum. And so there were different policies just a year ago. Now it is full bore, merged with Obama, you know, the authoritarians uniting against our Second Amendment. And I find it outrageous that you've got Al Jazeera, state-run media out of Qatar, on record, who even funds CNN. That's come out with the Amber Lyon news. You've got other state-run media funded directly by the Kremlin, on record, $100 million a year on average, dollars, RT America. You've got BBC. You've got Piers Morgan over on CNN. In fact, USA Today lists a whole bunch of others here and points out, why are foreign governments and state-run media calling for us to turn our guns in? Now, granted, USA Today will have like 15 anti-gun editorials for every editorial like this. But this is a good editorial by Dan Gaynor of the Boone Pickens Media Fellow and Vice President of Business and Culture. I mean, he's saying, man, this is over the top. And it really is over the top. I mean, the Japanese would not put up with an American, much less government run. Imagine if I showed up with $100 million U.S. dollars a year and set up a TV station in Russia or in Japan or in Saudi Arabia or in Brazil or Mexico, anywhere, and started telling them what to do and bad-mouthing George Washington, ladies and gentlemen, you wouldn't have to have the government throw them out. The people would go and physically throw you out. Guaranteed. Bilderberg met 2 years ago in Switzerland, a year and a half ago, and people showed up with torches to throw them out, and a member of the EU Parliament went in and got beat up by police, and then the police got orders to stand down. So the Bilderberg group panicked and flew out on helicopters when presidents of three cantons showed up. And the cantons are the states, but they actually run the federal government there. So the equivalent of super senators showed up and said, you are to stand down. And helicopters, dozens of them landed, and the top Bilderbergs fled. And that actually came out again in the news yesterday that indeed they are freaked out and may not even meet in Europe again next year, certainly never again Switzerland, because the government of Switzerland started turning against them and going, yeah, what are a bunch of foreigners here trying to get rid of our sovereignty? They were meeting. Part of the agenda was how to get rid of Swiss sovereignty. The Swiss aren't going to put up with that because they understand that's why they're wealthy and powerful, because they don't have foreign banks sucking off of them. And because the vampires have sucked everybody else dry, they run to the one place they don't completely run to live because they haven't polluted it with their policies. Everybody's fleeing France to Switzerland right now and Belgium for lower taxes. The football stars, the soccer stars, as they're properly called, all of it. And so my issue is, here's the talking points, because it's the facts. I go with the truth. We've got the truth. We can destroy these people, or at least make them back off. Okay? It's time to let RT and all of them know. And I knew this a few weeks ago, so they're really attacking me now, which is great. I mean, you're such fools. America is totally lining up behind me right now. I saw some of the votes on one of the videos, like 90% in favor of us, when the Russian government starts attacking Alex Jones and the Second Amendment. Good. Good. Call me bad. Call me evil. Attack me, Russia. Good. I'm not immoral like your government. When the globalists tried to start a war with you in 2008, I was against it because it was wrong morally. And I know America's run by foreign banks. I want my government back. I want my country back. And I don't want foreign banks taking my government over. I don't want the Russian government manipulating my life. I don't want the Chinese government manipulating my life. I don't like the Mexican government trying to dictate my life. I don't like the federal government trying to run my life. Okay? I'm a sovereign. I'm free. You got that? I stand with the truth. I stand with what I really believe is morally right. I don't sit there and try to manipulate my audience and use buzzwords on them over and over again like Alex Jones the fearmonger, Alex Jones the fearmonger, Alex Jones the fearmonger like 10 times in one report. You think that works? Everybody sees right through you, okay? You're not going to get our guns, Russians. You understand that, Vladimir Putin? You're not going to destroy America. You understand that? We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
You're going to see people who claim they were patriots, anti-New World Order, come out of the woodwork against InfoWars, against yours truly, Alex Jones. You're going to see a foreign media come out against us, as they're doing all over foreign newspapers across Europe, across England, China, you name it, they are attacking yours truly, because they know that we are able to take basic facts and hypocrisies and get them out to the public, and they see the articles we put out going viral worldwide at hurting them. The enemy has identified us as a key point. You're going to find out who's who now as Europe lines up with Russia and Obama to set up a world government. The globalists are bringing their system in right now. And the different alignments are being made in the power structure. I ought to get Joel Skousen on. He is really smart when it comes to breaking all this down. I concur with a lot of his analysis, but I'm really seeing, I think I want to get what he thinks. Give him a call. I know Salente's coming up. See if he can come on for like 5 minutes today, but like an hour next week, just to give me his take on this Russia really snuggling up to Obama right now. But that's a side issue. The point is that all of this is beginning to unfold. All of this is beginning to accelerate. And if we can beat Dianne Feinstein and her gun ban bill, if we can beat things like what the Illinois legislature thought they had the votes to, but we defeated, you defeated. We're on like three affiliates in Illinois, including Chicago. If we're able to do this together, and if we turn this around against them and then use this as a way to get more guns into schools and more guns into gun-free zones, and then you're going to have more cases of where shooters go in to kill people and get taken out. There should be nowhere criminals and shooters are safe. I mean, you look at the higher gun ownership in areas like Texas and Arizona, they don't have home invasions at anywhere near the numbers of places like England, where they've taken all the guns. England has triple the violent crime rate that we have. Look it up. But our media lies and actually creates fake graphs, just like they tell you Israelis don't have guns in school. You know they have guns in school. You can go to Haaretz or Jerusalem Post, type in guns in Israeli schools, see articles going back over decades, see new articles. They lie to you, ladies and gentlemen. They think you're stupid because it's all they've got. We've got the truth. They've got the lies. And you're going to find out who's who. But also, people that have been on the fence for decades are suddenly coming out against the New World Order, are coming out in support of the Second Amendment. You're going to see who the good guys are right now as well. People you thought were just milquetoast are suddenly getting hardcore because they realize that now there's no hope unless we get serious. That's it. We either get hardcore and stop playing games or it's over. And you know what? When we get hardcore, we win. When we get angry, we win. When we get aggressive, we win. When we stand up and fight, we win. Fight against that? No, we will run and we will live. Sure, fight and you may die. Run and you'll live at least a while. But someday, lying in your beds, you'll wish that you had done the right thing now and could come back here and tell our enemies that you can take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom. The globalists have done everything they can to gut our economy, sell us out, globalize us. The UN tells our military what to do. NATO tells us. Foreign governments tell us what to do. Foreign media tells us what to do. Illegal aliens come here. I don't hate them. I hate how they're being used. And get a free kidney, over $200,000. Paid for by taxpayers and Loyola together. And then the guy complained and said, it's not enough. I want all my other immigrant friends to have free stuff. You're only being given free stuff as an advertisement. Come to America. You can have your baby for free. Come to America. You can get a free kidney when citizens don't get that. And why is that? To drive down the wages and implode us, just like the globalists use China to implode our wages. Doesn't help the Chinese people. They're worse off than they were. Suicide nets around the factories, forced abortions. Mexico's worse off than it was 20 years ago under NAFTA and GATT. UN down there forcing everybody off their land up to Mexico City to live like slaves. I fight against that. I want the Mexican people to be wealthy and strong and to have freedom because I want them to be free. But also, doing the right thing also intellectually is always good for you because then it would be a wonderfully wealthy, good, happy, productive place that would not be a time bomb helping the globalists bring down America. You understand that, folks? You can't have our neighbors to the south living in squalor and not have it implode us. And let me tell you, bringing all those poor people up here is going to implode us. It's going to flood our lifeboat. It's not going to help them. And the globalists know that. That's why they want our guns. They want open borders. They want socialist health care for the state to run our health care. They're control freaks that want to run our lives. 800-259-9231. Wide open phones. 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, defending the Republic. Join me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. And I think the one reason we've been successful here, well, there's a lot of them, God's good grace, research, doggedness, but also the fact that I'm naturally excitable when I'm dealing with tyranny. And we've been able to translate that energy into others to get America moving out of our inertia, to get America understanding we're under attack, and to get people into the mindset of not just taking it, but standing up. And big things have small beginnings. Once we start the ball rolling, it's very hard to get it rolling, but now it's starting to roll. And I was thinking about it. They've had Mexico, the Mexican president, come out the last few years and say ban the Second Amendment and blame crime in Mexico on it when they have a total gun ban down there. And most of the violence is full auto stuff, you know, shipped in by big banks who've been caught flying guns in, drugs out. The major banks, it's all over the news, hand grenades, rocket launchers. The drug cartels have tanks. They're not buying tanks from, you know, gun shops. Fast and Furious was staged to blame the Second Amendment, and it came out in the memo that they were going to blame the Second Amendment and blame the violence in Mexico for it and try to go after it. Well, even though they got caught, the White House still went forward with that. They were going to have press conferences with, you know, the poor women talking about their dead children, just like they're doing Sandy Hook. But because it turned out they were the ones behind it, they had to kind of back off halfway and it fizzled. But right on time, Sandy Hook happened. And I saw some more of the foreign media going, conspiracy theorists say that, you know, there were multiple shooters. Well, the media always reports multiple shooters because little kids were seeing, you know, people and making the reports. No, we've aired the newscast. It was helicopters and footage and surveillance cameras of multiple guys in camo arrested out in the woods. It wasn't little kids filing these reports. There's video of it. And they said he had an AR-15 M4 inside, and it was in the car. I mean, they staged Gulf of Tonkin. Our government staged mass shootings in Iran in 53 to blame it on Mohammad Mossadegh in mass shootings that they blamed on the government. Declassified. 1999, declassified. Decades and decades later, led by Kermit Roosevelt, grandson of Teddy Roosevelt, and MI6 and OSS. Well, it turned into CIA by then. And Operation Gladio, where the Pentagon and NATO launched hundreds of mass shootings and bombings in Europe to demonize their political opposition, whether it be left-wing or right-wing. That's been declassified by the Italian parliament. Their operations with NATO. I mean, mass shootings are in Operation Northwoods. Type in Operation Northwoods. Guys, will you do that? The PDFs at the National Archives. And go in there, and it says the Pentagon would conduct mass shootings at shopping malls, at markets, and on the streets, and would shoot Americans and blame it on the Cubans as a pretext to invade, but Kennedy said no. Bobby liked the plan. As much as people lionize Bobby Kennedy, he actually supported bombing the U.S. Embassy in Honduras as a pretext to invade, and his brother overruled that as well. Kennedys weren't perfect. By any stretch of the imagination. By the way, that's all declassified. Just type in, I think it's like BBC, AP, you name it. It's been declassified. It's not debatable. So when I see something like this right on time and it has the earmarks, I'm like, yeah, they could have staged that. I mean, with the Batman thing, people keep saying, why are we connecting this to Batman? You know, mainstream corporate foreign press and others. It's not like we said Batman would be connected to shootings after it. We said before it had clear triggers. And they mailed out these Bane letters to media showing Bane attack points that name things like Sandy Hook and Hinckley, one of the shooters. And the Batman shooter was in a government mind control program. That's in the Colorado newspapers. That he was in a special DARPA defense program of brain interface with machines to take over the cognitive abilities. Thought helmets, you know, like in the movies where they put the helmet on and it picks up your brainwaves. He was in a super advanced, top secret, Pentagon funded program with a top Air Force psychiatrist as his handler. Can we keep going for about an hour and a half here? Because, I mean, it just goes boom, 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 boom. I don't know. Maybe that is a coincidence. Maybe it's a coincidence. I said, I believe the Batman movie coming out will be a trigger for bombings and shootings. I mean, I'm on record months before it came out. Who put out Batman? Warner Brothers even tried to get our video taken off YouTube, breaking it down. Tried to claim copyright on it. We went and refiled, and it's fair use. We were just exposing scenes in the trailer. I said it's trying to invoke a subconscious blueprint for revolution. And Bane symbolizes the Illuminati. Fire goes up. And how they leaked that beforehand. See, these little brains of the New World Order think we're all stupid and don't see what they're doing. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls. The point is the globalists are coming after the Second Amendment right now. and they're going to come after the pension funds, and they're going and they're trying to set up all over the country. You're hearing in California, in Oklahoma, in Virginia, in Tennessee, in Texas, the police are setting up federally funded gang checkpoints where, let me see, you got any tattoos? Get out. I want to look at your tattoos. No judge, no jury, no probable cause, no reasonable suspicion. Let me search your car. Oh, by the way, we're going to look for guns now. That's in the news. By the way, we're going to do a cavity search now. This is martial law. I'm not saying martial law is coming. Martial law is here. The police state isn't coming. The police state is here. That's the tagline from Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, came out 2 years ago. And I've got state reps on and governors and army colonels on admitting gun confiscation drills. Remember they had gun confiscation drills in Arcadia, Iowa, where they did they practiced raiding the local gun shop, going door to door with the citizens, taking their guns in a drill, the town of 650, and I had the colonel on. He goes, well, yeah, we are doing this drill, but what's wrong with that? And the media called me a conspiracy theorist. It said, yeah, they're doing a gun confiscation drill, but Alex Jones is still a conspiracy theorist. So it's like, well, yeah, we're doing the gun confiscation drill, but it's not like he gets laurels thrown at him. Oh, you were right. Oh, thank you for warning us. Oh, let's stop this nightmare. It's, oh, no, he's bad. Oh, Alex Jones said they were going to start, you know, having the TSA on the streets. Now it's happening. Oh, my gosh, man, you were right. Tell us more. It's like, oh, you fearmonger. Because that's all they've got. But people aren't listening to them anymore. But they don't care. They're arrogant. They're there in their big fancy CNN and RT and MSNBC facilities, and they really believe it. You know, when The View called me a few years ago and said, we want you to come here. And I said, I want to do it on satellite. They said, we don't do satellite. And I said, I know. I just don't want to do it. And they said, you're kidding. You don't want to do The View. I mean, you know, the presidents want to come on here. And I said, nope. And they said, listen, we'll pay for your ticket, you know, direct flight, everything. And I said, then a bunch of other media called to get me to New York. So I said, okay, I'll come to New York. Because that way I figured, you know, they wouldn't cancel me because that was my concern. I'm not going to be chumped or schmucked into that. And then I go, well, I want first class tickets or I'm not going. You know, it's ABC's money. And they go, oh, sorry, we never bought anyone first class. And I said, I'm not doing it. And they go, we're calling your bluff. We're not doing it. You're not on the show. I said, good, click. They call back, okay, we'll buy you first class tickets. My point is, they hate it that I don't care about them. They absolutely cannot stand it that I don't worship them. And they hate the fact that you don't worship them anymore either. They hate the fact that you're awake to their fraud. It's like the emperor's new clothes. I'm going to go to your calls. Do you know that old parable? Of these scammers end up coming to the king and they say, we're going to weave you the most fine linen, but only the most royal can see this gold linen. So they sit there for hours imaginarily weaving, and he's royal. Surely he could. So he thinks, maybe I'm not royal. Maybe I'm an imposter. I better not say I don't see it. So they put it on him, and he goes out, and he's in his underwear. He's not really wearing clothes, but no one wants to say the emperor is naked. Well, finally, he gets totally naked by the third garment and is in a parade naked, and no one wants to say he's naked. And finally, a three-year-old steps forward and laughs and says, the emperor has no clothes, and everyone dies laughing. And that's how this works with these people, okay? The emperor has no clothes. Laugh at them like you laugh at a rattlesnake that's rattling its rattle at you when you've got space-age technology and you know this rattler isn't going to make it. Oh, you think I'm going to reach down and let you bite me? No, no, no. I have a shotgun, and I'm talking about politically. I have a shotgun, rattlesnake. I'm going to step back about 20 feet. I'm going to put a bead right dead center, and you're not going to be as uppity after I pull this trigger. They can feel Liberty's fingers wrapping around their throats. Use another analogy, we're like a giant boa constrictor that's wrapped around them. And they're busy telling us how powerful they are and all that they're going to do to us. Call their bluff. Call their bluff. And mean it. It's like, I'm not saying playing chicken's good, but that's just what it's all about. You're not turning off and you're ready to die. You're going to win the $20,000 prize. And people bet and play chicken. They're that crazy. Why don't people that are that crazy get crazy for liberty, and we can beat these people very, very quickly? Why not just say, I'm all in, I'm done, that's it, I'm committed? See, that scares them. That scares them. The will scares the globalist. And it's now time to have the will and realize they're going to take everything we got anyways. We might as well start getting aggressive with these people. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Angela in Nebraska, you're on the air about media propaganda. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. There's an artist that I love. I'm keeping it really quick. Her name is Santi Gold, and I don't know if you've seen this video, but it's called The Keepers. And all of the food at the dinner table is poisoned, and they all have cancer wigs on, or wigs. And the mother's pumping the wig, and the chicken has breasts on it because it's over hormone. And Santi White, the director and artist Santi Gold, is trying to basically expose the fact that we're all being poisoned with their hormones and the oil spills and the radioactive food. And she can't use the word cancer, but I can see through it because my mom died of cancer and wore the cancer wig.
Well, what happens is the system intimidates you and says, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, they tried to sue milk producers that put no GMO in it, but they countersued and won the right to say our milk doesn't have, you know, growth hormone in it. Absolutely. Our girls are going into puberty now at an average age of 10. It used to be 14. Our boys are going into puberty late. I mean, they're killing us. The cancer rates are off the chart. It's funny to them. And they just want to go, oh, come on, conspiracy theorist. No one's poisoning you. That's the new thing. Russia Today was saying there's no chemtrails. I mean, the government admits they're spraying barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other stuff on record in massive tests everywhere. One got stopped a few months ago out in New Mexico because the whistle got blown on Bill and Melinda Gates. We're going to spray a bunch of stuff on a town. And they're just like, oh, there's no secret testing on you when everybody knows about the thousands of tests, including lethal ones. We're done. You don't just sit here and tell us this isn't going on. And because you're the authority, we sit here and, you know, bend over to it. God bless you, ma'am. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Sean in Arizona. Let's talk about the Russians listening on WWCR. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I haven't talked to you in a while. I have a great story from back in 1989 in Jackson Hole. There was a summit there in the third week of September with Russian Foreign Minister Shcherbinadze and James Baker, our Secretary of State. The Russian Secret Service or equivalent came into Jackson Hole Valley 3 weeks beforehand at the end of August. They were there for a month. In that area of Wyoming, hunting season starts in some areas on the 28th of August. The Russian Secret Service equivalent told our the people up in Teton County that were and the state people that were working with our federal and their federal people, the Russians let it be known that they were very unsettled, that they had always been told that the Americans had a lot of guns, but what they were seeing, you know, one and two loaded rifles in rifle racks in the cabs of pickups continuously all day, wherever they were in the valley. Some of them were even afraid. So,
because that very crew of Russians had just killed 67 million people, raped their wives, beat their brains out, worked people to death in work camps. They were used to being in total power and everybody scared of them, and seeing real human beings armed who weren't scared of them totally freaks them out because they're cowards. Authoritarians are cowards. And the Israeli government's been bad-mouthing our guns when we pay for theirs. The Russians, the Chinese, the British government, all of them can go straight back to North Korea. I'm sorry, finish your story.
I have one other point here, because I've been studying this thing since the late 70s. You are absolutely right. The kibosh is on for our freedom and everything. I'd like to make a quick point on what happened with the markets yesterday. There was a release of a statement by the feds that panicked the whole markets. And I believe the reason they let it out at this time was because they want, of course, more austerity.
Look, I predicted Monday on air. We got to find the clip when the market went up 200 points, and or was it Tuesday because of the fiscal cliff deal? I said, that's a fake sugar high. The plunge protection team controls it. They're going to jack it up and then run it right back down because they're the insiders on record. Congress, they say, is allowed to insider trade. Of course, they're not, but they say they are because they're criminals, the ones that are involved. And they all know. So, of course, they run it up and run it down and then run it back up. Go ahead.
And then the last thing, I sat and watched C-SPAN last night and watched Joe Biden swear in the new senators. And, you know, it's a shame. A lot of those folks have young families, and they'll just be turned every which way but loose and never really know what's going on in the country. It takes effort, like I've studied it for 40 years and you've studied it for 30. It takes effort to research these things to really understand what is going on.
Why do you think the globalists claim they were fighting with the Russians just a year ago, 2 years ago, and now they're all chummy and the Russians are over here saying, let's get rid of freedom, let's take the guns, anybody that criticizes the government's evil? I mean, why do you think they're doing that?
Well, because now is the time. I mean, we're at this point where we're the most vulnerable. We've got an administration that is more sympathetic to globalist causes than we ever had. And the kibosh is on, just like you say every day. You're absolutely right.
Well, I want to say 17 years on air and, you know, 2 decades of research, I've never been one-tenth this concerned. And I just hope listeners get that. I mean, this is the time where just because we think we're winning the Second Amendment battle right now, that's because we got on the offensive. I guarantee you they're getting ready for false flags. All the signs are there. And they're going to blame it on us. And we've got to instantly come out and not take the guilt they put on us. Minute one, when they blame us, we got to go, well, hey, you did it then. And they go, how dare you? Well, you're saying we did it. No, we don't believe a thing you say. You did it. And they'll go, well, that's outrageous. Well, you just said we did it. You did it. You did it. You did it. You have the history of staging stuff. You did it. You're the suspect. You're the suspect. You're the suspect, government. You're the foreign bank-run collaborators. Get out of our country. Get out. Get out. Get out.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And I've been ranting about foreign governments and media teaming up against the American people. This is a big deal. And the globalists just think that because we're Americans, we have such hospitality, that's what it is. Oh, well, you go ahead, Russians and Chinese communists and corrupt Mexican government, you know, we'll turn our guns and we're sorry we killed those kids. Yeah, publish our names in the newspaper like we're criminals. Yeah, you know what, we'll prove we're good. That's the mind game. But we take the fact that foreign governments are in our face. If we take that fact and point it out, we can use their outrageous attempt to take over to totally turn this debate around. And it's starting to happen. If you go to InfoWars.com, Obama teams up with foreign media and governments to destroy Second Amendment, Paul Watson and Alex Jones. Russian, British, Australian talking heads. Yeah, and the Israelis didn't back us up on the Second Amendment. Their foreign ministry, at least. We need to demand a full statement on that to correct that. We need to, and of course it's in there, Al Jazeera is coming out against the Second Amendment. I mean, it's ridiculous. And, of course, they don't speak for the Australians. They don't speak for the Israelis. They don't speak for the Russians. We're not against the Chinese or Russian people. It's their corrupt governments. Get your stinking hands off my guns. Okay? You understand that? You understand that? Just like I told our corrupt government when they tried to start a war with Russia, don't do it. That is what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Gerald Celente is coming up. I'm going to go to some more of your calls as well. We've got a listener with solutions on KKGM 1630 up in Dallas. Great affiliate up there. Covers Dallas-Fort Worth. Everybody needs to spread the word to friends and family about all of our affiliates you're listening on. Also, don't forget, we are listener-supported. We need your prayers more than anything. I mean, you can see it. You can feel it. We're at the tip of the spear. We need your prayers. And we need your financial support, buying books, videos, T-shirts, magazine, which is at cost, but it gets the word out. All of it, InfoWarsShop.com, high-quality Pro-Pure water filters, 10% off of promo code WATER, just all of the information, strategic relocation, breaking down the globalist threat, that new film we produced, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Let's go to Ryan in Texas, again, a 1630 AM listener who has some quick solutions. Go ahead.
Actually, I don't have solutions. I wanted to talk to you about them. I've been a listener for a while. You have a ton of knowledge, and I know that your main message is really to spread the word. So, you know, taking that knowledge, I started my own T-shirt company, so obviously just to spread the word.
Good.
And like you said a few minutes ago, to quote you, I'm in, I'm committed, right? I wanted to talk about real solutions because I listen to you all the time, and I hear and I gain knowledge all the time, but...
Okay, well, so much of this is a moral issue. They're moral, we're murderers of children. After Sandy, well, we have to go, wait a minute, you're the ones that took the guns out of the school. See, so much of it is about selling tyranny. So we said, call the state house in Illinois, stop the gun ban. We put articles out. Others did. We flooded them, and they knew the villagers were coming with pitchforks, so they backed off. Same thing. We introduced bills to arm the teachers in the school. So this stops, then it actually fixes things. So you're saying, what are the solutions? Abolish the private Federal Reserve. Bring the power of the treasury, of the purse back into the treasury. Get constitutionalists elected. I mean, there's so many. Run for office yourself locally. Educate people. So much of it is just getting the word out, sir. See, they want to keep this gun grab under the radar. We're not going to let that happen. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I just feel helpless. I feel like we never win, and we're always on the defense. So what you're saying about going on the offense, you know, writing letters, suing them and all that, these all sound great. I just don't know how to do them. I've written letters to my congressman.
All right, well, listen, you can sue any city you're in that's putting so-called sodium fluoride in the water. Stay there. I'll come back to you, and then I'll go to others.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.